Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss costs to tenants and landlords.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We often spend time at the point of sale in our conversations about investment real estate. Let's talk about maintaining a successful model for who pays what in relationship with a tenant to understand better how the landlord can do this positively to keep the tenant, but also offset some costs.
And the cost to the landlord, if utilities are a pretty big expense, it's typically about 17%, about 14 to 17% of the expense that is being paid is to provide utilities that would be used by the tenant.
Now, doesn't the majority of tenants, don't they pay for their own heat? There's usually a heat source that can be easily measured.
Statistically, it was easy to put in an electric meter just prior to going into each individual unit, so you could measure exactly the amount of electricity that was going in by an individual meter that was for that particular unit. 98% of the apartments in the Eugene Springfield area, the electricity is paid by the tenant directly.
I like that in a sense because it'll make the user more conscientious of their use.
Yes, exactly.
Directly.
In fact, you can see on some of the old brick apartment complexes downtown, there's several of them in particular, you go by in the wintertime and the windows are cracked about 3 inches. Those are the ones where the electricity and the heat are provided by the landlord. And of course, they'd like to have a nice clear flow of clean air or circulating air, let's put it that way. But unfortunately, the landlord's heating it is being expended out the window.
What about sewer and water? Is that something the tenant usually pays?
Actually, sewer and water currently for the Eugene Springfield area, exactly half of them, the tenant pays for it and the other half, the landlord pays for it. And it has to do with, did it have separate water meters installed at the time of construction?
What about garbage? That's one that I would think would be put out to the tenant.
Tenant paid, and the statistic that I've got for Eugene Springfield, 44.8% of the tenants pay their own garbage service. I've always been reluctant to do that because what if they decide not to do that and save it in Piggly Wiggly bags on the kitchen floor until it's up 6 feet up or so before they decide to haul it out?
You got to consider the residual impacts of your utility choices. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.